Welcome, everybody, to Integrate Yourself Today. I'm your host, Allison Pillow, and you can find me at allisonpillow.com and finallythrivingbook.com. Today, we have a very special show with my guest, Sarah Malone, also known as Sarah the Truth Malone, as she describes in the show today. She really speaks her truth, and we had such a great conversation. In today's show, she shares her view and her perspective of spirituality in today's age of awakening. It was a great conversation. I felt like this was definitely a topic to be brought up as we are experiencing spirituality very differently now in these modern times. It's becoming, less traditional. We've seen spirituality change throughout my lifetime anyway, from the 90s till now, and it's becoming a very different thing. There's some discernment to be made here with all of it, and it's all good. There's no bad, but, Sarah shares really the real aspects of spirituality in her opinion, and I share that too, and how you can make discernment between idolizing other people, as I've spoken to with Roseanne and our other show about false idols. You can make a discernment between idolizing personalities and really just taking their ideals and then expressing them in your own way. And so I think that's important to make a discernment about, because as we approach this time and we become more and more we realize it really comes from within, then we do have to start learning how to take responsibility in that way and not always look outside ourselves for the answers and learn how to look from within for the answers. And with that goes you learning how to discern, learning how to feel, learning how energy moves through your body, how to direct the energy in your body and create from within, and then experience the external effects of that. And that's what we're doing in my class too. And it's been amazing, really, the insights my students have come to from that, and all of the things that they're able to now change in their life because they've changed their perspective from within. And it's very powerful. And that's what we talk a lot about today. And Sarah also shares her own experience of that. And we also talk about how people can create peace in their life, how you can create that inner peace, and really from everything, from that inner peace state, anything can be created. The outcome then is very possible. And how our body reflects our mind and spirit, and how they are all one continuum. She also is writing a book, and she also shares how to live a peaceful life in her writings too. So we talk about that as well. And she talks about her process, which is really fun. I love talking about creative processes and helping people with that too. So today was a really wonderful conversation. Before we get into today's show, I want to tell you about Freedom Builders and how they help coaches, facilitators, and healers turn their important life's work into a polished and automated online business that allows them to live on their own terms. This is what Freedom Builders did for me. When I took my business online, I was overwhelmed by all the steps it takes to build and launch an online program. I just wanted to stick to the parts I'm really good at, like writing, coaching, and thriving, and leave all of the design, build, marketing, lead generation, and copywriting to a professional. I knew it would take me months to get everything done by myself, maybe more than that, and I wanted it finished and running like a machine so I could get started already and stay in my zone of genius. I also know what it takes to build and learn, and spending hours and money to hire and train a new team felt like a waste of energy. That's why I hired Freedom Builders to turn my life's work into an automated online business. They did everything from planning my course, writing video scripts, podcast editing, program marketing, lead generation launching, and even marketing for my book, Finally Thriving. These guys exceeded expectations and brought in 1.5 times my income goal. If your coaching business looks more like a kitchen counter hobby held together with shoestring and gum, and you want it to look polished and legitimate from beginning to end so that you can do the parts of your business that you love, then hire Freedom Builders Rockstar team to build your dream into a profitable reality like I did. I was so happy I did that. It was the best thing that I ever invested in, so I highly recommend it. If you want to set up a free discovery call with Freedom Builders so that they can give you more detail about what they can do for you and help you with, head over to the show notes on this podcast episode, and you can go ahead. There's a link. You can go straight to the link and set up a call today. Speaking of which, Finally Thriving, the program that Freedom Builders helped me with, I love the idea of hiring a team of independent contractors, a project-based work like that, so that I can hire people for what I really don't want to do, who could do it a lot better than I can, and then I get to do the things I'm good at, and that's what I did with Finally Thriving program, and it's going so well. I'm enjoying it so much. Our group is wonderful. They're making so much progress and just doing incredible work and coming to some big insights in their life, making big changes, and creating a wellness practice that's really bringing them back home to that inner peace every day. And that's the goal of, you know, one of the intentions for Finally Thriving program is to help you build a wellness practice that will bring you back to a higher state of awareness so that you can really enjoy your life and get out of that reactive mode of surviving and step into a thriving mode where you are living a life of joy and bliss, like we talk about in today's show. So if you want to sign up for the next Finally Thriving program, I'm going to be offering it again in January. January 2023, towards the end of January, and you can go ahead and apply for it right now if you've decided you want to do it. I think it's going to be another very powerful group, and when we do the inner work together like that, it really amplifies the work we are doing, and it shows up even stronger in our life. So that's why I like the idea of the group, because I think it's even more powerful than just doing it on your own. So again, why I wanted to offer that to everybody. So if you want to sign up for that, head over to the link in my show notes and you can apply for the Finally Thriving program 2023. We're going to kick the year off right with setting our intentions and really creating a powerful vision for what we want to create in our life. Head over there and apply if you'd like to be a part of that. Okay, without further ado, it is my honor and my pleasure to introduce you to Sarah the Truth Malone. Enjoy. Today, I am here with a very special guest, Sarah Malone, my good friend Sarah. We've only met, not too long ago, but I feel like we've been friends forever. She's a very special person. She is, her work is amazing. If you follow her on Instagram, she's doing everything from fitness to sound healing, to sister circles. It's just really, really amazing to follow you, Sarah. A little bit about Sarah. She owns a health and wellness company called Spark Fitness and Lifestyle Coaching. She has been individually coaching people for seven plus years and was voted Yahoo Finance top 10 female coaches to follow in 2021. Congratulations. She's a survivor from a severe eating disorder, cutting, rape, and abuse, and made it her mission to help others release themselves from internal, external, and external chains. She is a level one and level two Reiki practitioner and intuitive coach, as well as she's a coach in fitness and nutrition as well. Sarah, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm so happy you're here.
I'm just honored to be here with you. And it was a pleasure having you on my show a couple of weeks ago. So I'm just honored now to come on yours. So thank you.
Yeah. Oh God. That was so much fun being on your show. We had an incredible conversation. Can't wait.
And I could
have talked
to you longer than that. Trust me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh my gosh. So we're going to have another incredible conversation today.
Now we can continue.
Yeah. Oh man. I know it's like, what you've been talking about recently on your feed and on your show, Ignite the Spark Within, which is a great show. It's hitting home with me. It's really resonating because, I feel like in fitness, you know, I've thought about this in my own career that, fitness is very categorized. Like it's like, you can only talk about these things in fitness, but you and I both know that there is big changes happening in the universe right now, energetically, and we're all feeling it. But what we're also finding is it's important to now talk about these topics within the fitness community because it's all related. It's all connected. It's not like your body and your relationship with food is not connected to your relationship with the universe and your energy and all of these things. So I'm really happy that you're starting to bring that into people's realm of awareness, because I think it's an important topic to bring up, and I've been doing it in my own way as well. So yeah, this is it's amazing to also realize the connection within it all too, because we kind of knew it, but I think it's now really coming more into people's awareness in a different way. So yeah.
I think at some point you have no other choice but to acknowledge and recognize the fact that we are energetic beings and we're also physical beings, and these two are one and the same. And we can try to put boxes around this is fitness, this is energy, this is mindset, this is, when really it's all just one container. And if we can harness all of those pieces, then the fitness takes care of itself. Everybody wants to lose weight or they have a health goal. And it's less about things to do in fitness. And I was talking to a client today, and we do individualized meditations for her weight loss process. And she goes, I just have a question for you. And I said, yes, of course. She goes, are we working on weight loss like every time? Because I've never heard you say weight loss in the meditation. And I'm like, because weight loss is a mentality, and we're working on reprogramming your mentality and your energetic system so that weight loss happens through you and you're not the one making it happen. It's just a symptom of what happens when you begin to create change in your mind and your heart and your life.
Yes. Cause so instead of what we've been taught, which is using your will to push through, right? Mm-hmm. Which I think I thought about this the other day. I was having a discussion with somebody about willpower and how, you know, it's like that Tony Robbins approach. Nothing against Tony Robbins, you know, but it's like,
yeah,
it's like, I just feel like that's an old way of doing things, you know, in some ways. And now we're stepping into more of a feminine, which is more about the allowing aspect of it, right?
I was just going to say, well, that's the masculine way of thinking and doing and do and will it and force it and focus on it. And it's funny, the more we try to push and strive for that, the more resistance we feel. And what happens when you feel resistance? As human beings, our desire is to avoid pain and seek pleasure. So resistance to us equals bad. And so when we're pushing for something, the more you strive, the more you feel that resistance, well, you're probably going to pull back.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And instead of leaning in, which is sometimes what's required, right?
Or sometimes falling in, you know,
sometimes
you just have to like spread your arms and jump off the cliff and be like, I surrender myself or whatever.
There's something somehow, really inviting about that, you know,
there's just so inviting.
Well, Sarah, I want to kind of take a few steps back with our conversation and go back to what inspired you to start to pursue the spiritual aspect of fitness and also even just get into, like, it looks like you have some Reiki certification, so you're already going in that direction, but now you're doing sound healing circle and sister circles and meditations with your clients, and you're just bringing it all into one big holistic realm. And I love that. So, you know, because you're really fit and you know a lot about fitness, you are a person who knows her stuff, right? So it's not like you're this coming from this very real woo-woo place, which there's nothing wrong with woo-woo. I love woo-woo. But normally we get one person like is really extreme in the woo-woo or is really extreme in the fitness, right? But you're bringing that masculine and feminine quality in together. So what, you know, motivated you to get into more of your feminine and to step into that and have even the courage to start bringing people through that kind of a journey, you know?
Oh my gosh, what a beautiful question. And first, I just want to say thank you for even acknowledging and recognizing what that is of the balance and the intertwining of the masculine and feminine. I have to say, not many people have people from the outside, they don't see that. They know what is happening is something unique and something different, but for you to identify the masculine and feminine, that's so beautiful. So thank you.
Oh,
it's hard work. It has been quite the journey. Let's go back to the beginning. So fitness for me started as a passion because of my experience with my own self-torment of, you know, struggling and suffering in an eating disorder mentality and cutting and just this cycle of producing trauma in my life because I didn't feel well. I didn't feel understood. I didn't feel loved. I didn't feel supported. However, as a young child, I was always aware of these energetic dynamics. I just didn't know how to handle or manage them. And being in a home where there was so much conflict all the time, this was a hard energy to manage. Being an empathic and a very intuitive person, it's very hard to manage those energies. So I went into a dark place very early on. Coming out of that was the birth of my passion for fitness because I recognized that fitness was an avenue to express yourself, not punish yourself. And when I began to discover that, the passion for fitness began for me and how it was a tool, a way, a path to help people create transformation internally. It was never for me when the passion truly grew for fitness about the physical body. Yeah. It was a passion to see what the physical body was capable of, but I found the growth and the expansion was happening in my mind and in my spirit, and I didn't know why. Fast forward to, 3 years ago now, just before the onset of the pandemic, I was going through a divorce, and then the pandemic hit, and a lot of chaos in my life ensued. This was the catalyst for my greatest growth. It was almost as if everything that was building from there was kindling on a very big fire. And this divorce for me was the match that just ignited it all. And from there, it was like no looking back. It was change in an instant for me. Not only because I had to, but because I made the choice and it was my decision that I am not looking back anymore. And I'm not going to allow this fire that feels so powerful to me to ever be contained. Mm. And I would be the one in charge of it now going forward. And so this was a huge breaking moment for me. And when we talk about the spiritual part, the courage comes from practice. The courage also comes from my faith that this is truly my assignment. And I can't turn that down. For me personally, just for what I feel about the importance of people's purpose and people to accept that call, it's such a burning fire in me that there's no way I could not. Hmm. And it's very challenging at times, but I, you know, the work comes in because through the events of my life, my masculine had been overriding everything for me. It was my operating center. And I was doing a lot of things, and they were great things. And I'm a very heart-centered person, so I do everything with passion. But I wasn't enjoying it. I didn't have joy. I had happiness. I didn't have joy. I was happy. You ask anybody, I was always smiling. I'm just a happy person. I'm a happy natured person all the way back when I was a kid. But joy is something different. And to me, like joy is something that you fully grasp and you embody. You can feel happy. You embody joy. And so through this process, I don't think I did anything. Spirit came upon me. It just knocked me on my ass. Sorry, can I swear on your show?
Yeah, absolutely.
It knocked me on my ass. And it was like, okay, this is something real. And so through a meditative journey of my own, where visions are kind of shown to me, I experienced what energy is, I experienced what is all around us, I experienced what God is, and developed this uniquely intimate relationship with Jesus and the God energy that surrounds us and what that truly is. And from there, I really understood the gifts that was put into me long ago. And it expanded to recognizing that health is not a physical state. Mm. Health is so much more than that. And I'm a health coach, then I have the gifts and they're being given to me, then I must use them. I must use them to help people become whole people and show them how they have everything that they could possibly need and also what's holding them back.
I love that. That's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. What an amazing journey. There's so much that I also resonated with personally with your story. I've experienced similar things. I was very empathic when I was younger as well and suppressed it heavily just because I didn't know what to do with it. And I thought I wanted to fit in, you know, and I wanted to be able to, you know, there's it's a survival thing, you know, it's like you want to be able to fit in with the tribe, you know, and so everybody else is doing things this way. Nobody's talking about what you're experiencing. And so it's really interesting that, you know, as you know, you grew up, there was like more of you got the lessons with how to do life the masculine way, but not as much the feminine, and how to bring those two in, because they're both equally as important. Because as you've shared too, you can't have just intention without action and vice versa. And so they work together. It's incredible. It's incredible. And it's all like purposeful. I was wondering too, was there a certain like moment that you connected with Source, or was this, I mean, obviously this is a little bit over time, like you're coming toward this point, but what was there anything that that you went through specifically you went through some events in your life that sounded like that kind of sparked an awakening within you to start, you know, connecting that way. When did you realize like, oh, okay, wow, okay, I can feel this now. I can, because like I love the point that you bring up about joy, because that's, I don't think many people discern between joy and happiness, because being happy, like you said, you can fake it till you make it. Like you can be happy, you know, you can be content with where you're at, but like joy is a deeper aspect of that. And it's closer to a place, in my opinion, of appreciation and presence, you know? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Lots there. Yeah. And the thing is, even if you're not faking it, maybe you do feel happy, because happy is an emotion. But like you just said, it's like joy is a state of being. And I firmly believe that we are called to live in a state of joy and peace. We are called to, and we're not required, but we're offered this. And it's almost like life's journey of figuring out how to get your place get yourself to a place of joy and peace. Everybody wants that. Who would you ask on the street? Do you want joy and peace? Would say no, they're not interested in that. You know, so
right.
So it's really interesting. One thing I want to just trickle back to before I answer your question about the moments, because yes, there was a couple key moments in which spirit and source energy really grabbed me. The masculine and feminine. I want to point out to people that both are so necessary and neither are bad. When I say intentions, that's the feminine. When I say actions, that's the masculine. And we need them both. We need them both in harmony. And I think some people take that to say the masculine, the feminine in the world, but I'm talking about the masculine, feminine in yourself. And this needs to become into better balance first before we can focus our attention on outward and trying to balance the masculine, feminine energies around us. So we talk about relationships. Mine came because I was so broken in relationships and I wanted to be loved so badly. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be loved so badly and relationships were not my thing. And I was so scared of abandonment. Well, the divorce for me was a cataclysmic moment. It was a pivotal moment for me to help me heal all the wounding and scarring that would date back in this lifetime and maybe even ancestral in previous lifetimes that I might not have been aware of. But it seems as though I was continuing patterns that go way back, right? It was a deep-seated wound in me. And this was the moment when it was like, you're going to complete and heal that. And so there's a couple of key, these are fun and exciting. I'm happy to share these ones. The first one came to me in a meditation out of nowhere. I was meditating and this storm of red and black lightning came upon me. And it was like splitting down the middle, red and black. And I was like, I didn't like it. There was tension at first for me. And then all of a sudden I came up into view with these white wings and just flapped them. And the whole thing became white, pure white. And don't ask me how I interpret it to know what this means, but it was the moment when my masculine and feminine energy came into union.
Oh, wow.
Inside myself for the first time. And I felt different, Allison. I felt different after that. And so this is when I was like, masculine, feminine, that's the answer. That's literally, if we could all just harness this masculine, feminine energy and come into harmony with ourselves and in the world, and we can start to expand this. Okay. Then in our home, then in our community, then in the world, that's heaven.
Yes.
That's heaven.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay. So this sends me down this trajectory of understanding masculine, feminine energy and how literally the universe is masculine, feminine. God is masculine, feminine, yin and yang, masculine and feminine. And right there in the middle is the answer. So I go down this path. The next moment for me was how I experienced Reiki for the first time. I'm lying down I'm lying down with my boyfriend and he's very intuitive as well. He puts his head on my stomach and he asks me a specific question that instantly brought me to tears. When I was younger, I became pregnant with a man who was very abusive to me. And he manipulated me and convinced me to abort the baby. Being young, being naive and wanting his love and being in an abusive relationship, I did. And it was something that I carried with me for so long, Allison, so long. And so he puts his head on my stomach and he asks me, did you ever have a miscarriage or something? And I instantly did not know how he knew that or how he knew what it was. And I told him, and it was like, at this point in my healing journey, this was like the last piece of the trauma that I was holding in my system. By now I had finally understood what the chakras are and how they engage with you, how you engage with them and how they become blocked. But I failed to realize that I had this stored. So after he asked me that, when he left, I was sitting with that for a while because it's heavy. And I went down to meditate And something came over me, Allison, where I was not in control. I felt my hands come up and I felt this, the energy that I was holding was very massive, so warm and powerful. And it was like this ball that I was holding. And it kind of led me to scan my whole body. And when I got down to my sacral area, my hands moved towards my sacral. I felt something come into my hands and out of my body. And I went like this. I scooped it up and out. And I went like this to kind of just dissipate it into the air. And instantly this wave of this rush of sensation came through my whole body. I cried. I felt tingling sensations all over. And I was like, what was that?
Wow.
And that was another key moment for me where I experienced the source energy and just how powerful it is. And from there, it was just like exponential learning and growing and mastery. And the next experience was a crucible for me of where I experienced an out of body death experience.
Discover the new and radical approach to your relationship with money. My money mentor, Hannah Beer, has helped me double my income within only 2 weeks of working together, completely shifted how I work into a much lighter, more effective, and profitable space, and helped me grow my savings into hundreds of thousands of dollars. Her signature program, Money Bliss, is enrolling now. Reach out to Hannah through the link hannahbeer.com/invite, which I'll include in the show notes, and discover the powerful results the Money Bliss method can create in your life.
Where, and just, at any point you stop me because I'm rambling.
Oh no, up. I'm loving this. Please keep going.
I love sharing these. They're so exciting, you know, and I just wish that everybody would be able to take the moment and stillness to open themselves to receiving this gift because it's so readily available.
I'll just quickly say, this is what people are missing with all of this. You know what I mean? These are the stories that people don't share. And this is why I started sharing this too, with how I experience energy in my body and that kind of thing, because I don't think it's talked about very often. Like, we have all of these teachings of like maybe a generalized way of looking at it, but no one's really sharing their own personal experience, which I think is going to lead us more towards an understanding of ourselves. Right. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah. You know, I'm not sure why that is, but I think when we hear it from others, we can feel more normal.
Yeah, exactly.
And like this is normal. This is real. You're not crazy. My last one was so wild. And let me just say this for everybody listening. You know how you experience these things? You have faith and you keep yourself open. Remove the rigid walls and begin to understand that you can unlearn some things that are wired into you, some belief systems. They may be incorrect, or they may have served their purpose already and it's time to let them go. We must be dynamic and flexible in life if we're going to open ourselves up to spirit, because spirit is dynamic and moving all the time.
Yeah.
So this last one, Allison, was go into a meditative experience. And at some point, my body completely dissipated. It became fluid and it was non-existent, to the point where I was actually slightly frightened.
Because I would have been too.
I was like, am I here right now? Like, it was, so I stayed there and I was like, okay, show me whatever it is. So I see myself as this, just a one dot of light, very bright, shiny spark of light. And it's traveling through the universe. And at some point, this was more feeling based. So at some point, my consciousness kicks in and says, this is death. This is what death looks like. And I began to laugh a little bit because I was like, my consciousness is asking questions like, are we dead? Like, are you dead? You could be dead right now. I wonder how long you've been gone. These are all questions going in my head. I wonder how long you've been gone. I wonder if they're looking for you. And then I started to laugh a little and I was like, oh, they're crying over your death. And it's like, it's okay. You'll be back.
Oh my goodness.
In an instant, wow. Allison, I realized everything. It was like everything clicked into me of what that whole experience is. And, you know, to say I don't fear death, I don't know if that's completely 100% accurate yet. Although I do understand that, like, we all are all going through these cycles constantly and continually, and it's our soul's purpose to reach our destiny, wherever that may be and however long it may take us to get there. But for me, what I realized in that moment was that in this lifetime, I will reach my destiny. And that made me so happy. And that made me so proud of this being, because it's like, finally, I will have completed my assignment.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. So when we follow our desires, when we can start to, and when I say desire, meaning like, what are you feeling passionate about learning more about? Where are you being like pulled, you know? And in order to do that, you have to do like what you've done, Sarah, which is trust. Allow, you know, start to, and with discernment, of course, but I think then that opens you up to more synchronistic experiences like you have described, where you can actually tangibly feel source within and connect with source that way. And so, it's great to hear everybody's experience of it, because it's hard to explain unless you have experienced it. But in order to be open to something like that, we have to hear other people's experiences as well. And maybe this is a similar experience that as someone else has had too, you know? And so I know with breath work and some of the experiences I've had as well, I've been able to feel that same ball of energy moving up and down the spine. It's really incredible. It's a very profound experience that you can't really describe, and it changes you in so many good ways, you know? So, it's really, and then you go back to life and you're like, you know, but then you're also, you also have the tools to appreciate the moments and become more present with where you're at, is what I'm thinking. Because, you know, like you said, with death, I experienced that through the death of my father, like realizing that, you know, and he was showing me in my dreams at night, like, it's not the end, like, these are our bodies, but then we go into different dimensions of reality. And so there's so much more that we do not know about all of this, you know, but it's great to be able to explore it in a health, you know, like, we don't think about health as like our spiritual health, our emotional health, our mind, you know, mindset's been in there for some time, but the spirituality and the emotions are just starting to come up. And now we're learning that our bodies are storing, you know, information. And one thing that came to me really very recently, like, you've experienced these messages coming through, and I get that from time to time. And one message that came to me recently was your body is a vehicle of abundance. So I was going through this session, this craniosacral session. And for me too, I have to really slow down in order to sometimes receive these. Mm-hmm. And, when I do slow down, my body really loves it, because then it like unlocks different things and different information. And it's like, we have all this incredible information already in our, literally stored in our bodies. It's a matter of like
accessing
that abundance that you have already. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, our cells, our DNA it's literal information.
Yes.
And, you know, universe, source, God makes no mistakes. There's no lack. Our DNA carries everything that we can need to know. The problem comes when we do focus too much on the mindset, in my opinion.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Got to get a better
that.
Mindset. Change your mindset. You know, I just need better mindset. No, you don't. You need to stop thinking and you need to start experiencing.
Exactly. Yeah, because we're getting so much information. We're getting inundated with so much information. We're not integrating it. Nobody's teaching you how to integrate it, like you're saying, you know?
Thank you. And let me point out too, there's two different forms of information. There's information of the form of things that we hear and we see that we're reading from other people, humans, which also carry their own biases and projections and filters and opinions and traumas. But then there's information that you receive that's completely pure because it comes straight from the universe. And that's something you don't read. It's something you don't listen to. Well, maybe you do if you step out in nature. It's something that you truly get your mind out of. And this is, you know, I also practice hypnotherapy. I don't know if you knew that too.
I didn't know that.
So there's a plethora of tools and tool belt.
It's amazing.
You know, more tools in my tool belt. But that's what we focus on when we're accessing the subconscious mind, is to like almost remove yourself so you can receive more information in the form of source energy. And that's when growth and change really happens. That's when transformation, and now I'm talking cellular transformation, upgrading your system, happens. And that's what we really need right now.
Yes, exactly. The first step, of course, is to resolve your own traumas, your own projections or whatever you're, putting out there. So that you can become a clear vessel, like you're saying, to receive the information, right? That's the idea. And then once you do, you can receive those transmissions. And like you said, it can upgrade you at a cellular level. And that's what all these people are talking about, these light workers and galactic,
They're all talking about that,
but like, it's like, I don't think people understand quite what they mean by it half the time. You know what I mean?
Well, and you know what, to be honest with you, Allison, half the light workers out there are really dark workers.
Yeah. Tell me more about that. Yeah. Wait, hey, what's your
take? I'm very passionate about this subject. And
I love this subject.
I'm so passionate. So Rue, we know Rue Solana.
Rue
calls me like Sarah, the truth Malone, because I will come in just blazing with this sort of truth and be like, no, going to go right in the middle. So before I go on to that though, there was something you said a minute ago about integration.
Yes.
I want to make sure that sinks in because you're absolutely right. It's like the difference between change and not change is whether you're integrating or not, whether something becomes just an experience that you had and then you're just moving on, or if you're really going to integrate that change. And that sometimes needs a guide, but it takes grounding. And if we want to come back to fitness, working out, moving your body is one of the most grounding things you can do. It really helps you to hold these new energies, these new integrations, these new upgrades in your system, so it becomes confirmed change. Mm-hmm. And then another one is just simply getting outside and getting your feet in the earth and touching Mother Gaia in some way, shape, or form. And so I just wanted to make sure people understood integration is so important. You're absolutely right.
Thank you for saying that. That's a very important point that I think people miss a lot of times.
Yeah. And you mentioned it and I was like, that is so important. We have to say that. So light workers. Okay.
Let's get into it.
So you talked about woo-woo earlier, and thank you for recognizing that there's a difference. What I'm finding in a spiritual community is we're like a pendulum. We swing too far over here, and then somehow we've swung all the way over here. And now this age of, and this now culture and movement of spirituality and light workers and gurus and stuff, in my opinion, is straight up darkness. And I'll tell you why. Because what it is doing, it is basically normalizing sacred medicine journeys, drugs all the time, which is basically another form of just disappearing from your real world problems rather than doing the work. It is, seeking sexual outlets, which sex, orgasm, is a direct connection to source energy, by the way. It's just, how are we using it, right? What is our intent? There's that. And then it's just all they talk about so much is the galactic world, the world outside of this physical world that we currently experience and we're supposed to experience. And so when I say darkness, I don't mean that, you know, they're all evil. What I mean is that's not the purpose here. The purpose is learning how to enjoy and find purpose and peace and love and move this human mission forward towards more of a heaven on earth. We're not supposed to go in the galaxy and explore around. If we were, we'd be able to do that. and if our attention is being pulled so much that way, we miss the opportunities of making change and impact right here in our world right now.
Yes.
And I think the spiritual community is leading people astray in that, in saying, it's like every post I read is, I went through this dark night of the soul and it was so much trauma and agony. And it's like, well, why would I want to go down that path?
Yeah. It's almost too much sharing because you haven't yet processed it fully. Like you need to keep it, in my opinion, sometimes it needs to be sacred for a certain amount of time. So you can process it, give yourself the space, and then you can share it when it's ready to be shared, but not mm-hmm. like throwing up on everybody, you know, in a way.
Right.
So, and that is what social media kind of, I feel like, has brought us into, is this constant throwing up on each other of all this information. And it's not always purposeful, you know, and it's also not good for the person sharing a lot of times because they're not learning their process. And this is what I tell people a lot is like, we haven't been taught how to discover our own process, and everybody has a different one. And I know I have gotten to know my process over the years. And when you start to learn that and you start to become more discerning with your time, with your energy, with the people you're around, as well as you get clear on your values, yes. You know, you take responsibility for yourself, you give yourself the space to process your own the information that you're taking in, whether it be through a medicine journey or just something you heard on social media, you got to give yourself that, I think, that space. Now, some people are different. Some people may be able to process it real quick and figure it out and talk about it. But this whole content creator thing to mm-hmm. me is like, it's crazy because I thought about this. I'm like, when I was looking through Instagram the other day, I was like, how are people just constantly creating content like a freaking machine? I'm thinking to myself, I need a little bit of time to think, to kind of, you know, lean into what I want to share with, you know, because I don't know yet. I'm still processing it within myself, you know?
Yes.
I'm thinking to myself, how are people just grinding this out, you know, day in, day out? And it's like, I don't know. That's the biggest question for me. Cause you know, I don't work that way.
Well, and you know what? So here's the thing. There may be people out there. That's a great point, by the way. There may be people out there that do operate that way. And it's genuine, it's authentic. But then you think about the majority, and if we're being real, probably the majority isn't like that. So what they're doing then is they've created a business now, of content creation based on this topic. That's not heart-centered.
Right.
That's not heart-centered. Now what we find ourselves in is like, in the same way that religion has made it a business and a restricting God, now spirituality is doing the same thing in making it a business where I'm going to be an influencer and I'm going to awaken people. It's not your job to awaken people. Mm-mm. And it's also not your job to invoke fear in people of God. It's your job to hold somebody's hand and open the space and create the space for them to figure it out.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, but I have to say the two people that I think of the most in this is Vailana and Aubrey Marcus. I cannot stand them. It is so dark. I'm sorry. I'm going to get really honest. It's so dark and I just see right through. I don't know what it is. It's like, we all have this knowing. It's called intuition. If we just listen to it, when you clear the space and you get in tune with yourself, you know things that you shouldn't know.
Yeah.
And for me, when I hear and I see Aubrey and Vailana's content, I'm just like, That's darkness to the core. I want nothing to do with that. You guys are so good. And it sounds so good. Guess what? A snake is very mesmerizing. It's almost hypnotizing the way that they hiss and they woo you. And it's very sexy.
Very sexy. Yeah. There's some of those images too, that I'm just like, whoa, like that seems personal, but you know, very personal, but I've seen that with other influencers too. And that's always a red flag for me as well. I don't tend to follow those people because, and nothing against them. There's people that really are inspired by them too. And, you know, I totally get what you're saying. Cause I thought that too. I'm like, but this is the thing, Sarah, like, and this is what I've talked to you about with Roseanne Grace before. We talked about influencers and the discernment between that, because some of them can be false idols. Because when you're giving your power away completely to somebody and all your attention and your focus, because you're idolizing them, then you're not giving enough credit to yourself and you're not using a higher level of discernment, which is really needed right now.
Yes.
Because otherwise, like this is, and this also came to me, this information came to me the other day, is like, your energy is the new currency. So it's
absolutely,
you know, yeah. So we got to start there and start becoming more discernment where you put your energy, you know, and also read the energy. It doesn't take much to read that energy of the people you just described and know that there's something fishy going on, you know.
All you got to do is feel your body.
Whether it is intentional or not, it just to me means there hasn't been a certain level of integration on their part as well. So not that they're bad people. I mean, they really seem to be really good at what they do. They get a lot of people watch their stuff and follow them, which is amazing. I admire that. And at the same time, it's not the energy for me, because I would like to come from more of an authentic place for me. And there's just some things in my life that I like to keep sacred, you know? And so that's just where I'm coming from. And so if everybody who's listening can think about that for themselves, you know, instead of, I think what we've been trained to do is just do what all these other influencers are doing, and because it's perceived as it works, you know, it may not be what your journey is, you know, it's not for you, because, and that's where I think we have to start, you know?
Amen. Echo completely. You mentioned the word sacred twice, and I have to echo that again, because what it comes down to is how we discern this is discerning what should be kept sacred and what should be shared. And if we're seeing things that are our sacred journeys, like my medicine journey, that's sacred. My meditative journey, that's sacred, unless I'm instructed to share it. Yes. My sexual journey, sacred. Even my moments and my journeys with my clients during our Reiki and guided, almost channeled meditations and light language sessions, sacred, sacred. And as soon as we pollute that, then now we've given a foothold to darkness. And here's what it comes down to. It's constantly a battle of spirit versus ego. And I don't shame or blame or judge any of those people who do that, because all it is, it's just our ego. We're just feeding it. And it's totally normal. If we're getting fed and reaffirmed by people liking it and buying our things and this perceived level of worldly success that we've been taught how to hang on to, then why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
That's
exactly
the temptation. You know, that is what we all want, right? I think that's what we want.
That's what we've been told, right?
Exactly. And so, you know, back to your comment about energy, is the currency is energy. And we got to remember the enemy is distraction. Yeah. So if you find that a certain somebody or something or series of somebody or somethings is taking a lot of energy away from those avenues where you would be fulfilled, joyous, and effective, then that is simply a distraction and it is not from the light. It's that simple.
I like
if
that.
If you're distracted and worn out all the time, you're not effective. And then guess what? You don't have space in your life or your system to hold all those energies, which we just talked about.
Yeah. You can't become the powerful creator that you are meant to be, basically, because you're handing your power off to other people that you think are the creators of your reality.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but what people don't understand is that they don't want Aubrey's life. They don't want, you know, Sean Whalen's life. They want what they have, which appears to be happiness in their living. No, I would use Sean Whalen as a better example. He's the founder of Lions Not Sheep.
Of what now? What is it?
It's a clothing brand.
Oh, okay.
Sean Whalen and Saks. They're great. You guys can go look them up. But when people look at people like that, or even me, people, I want to do what you do. No, you don't. Maybe you do, but you just want what you see me to have, which is happiness and purpose and joy. Mm, so what does that look like for you?
That's an important question. I mean, it's everything, really. You know, it defining that for yourself is a deep dive reflection that will have so much value in your life. You can't even imagine how far that will take you. So that's incredible. Oh my
God. I went off on a tangent.
I love that you brought that up, because that's occurred to me too, Sarah. It really has. And it's bothered me in the past. And I like some of the stuff I see and I'm like, that's really cool. I'd like to learn more, but then something I get a pushback because it's like, no, this isn't for you. Yeah. Because I see the ego, like you're saying in it, by people presenting themselves as I think there's a balance between being authentic and sharing too much and being too much in the ego. There's like a lot of different range. There's a big range, right?
Oh my gosh. Big. and just like with everything spiritual, really, there's only that fine line in the middle.
Yes.
And I think really what we find ourselves doing in life, everybody really, is we kind of like go back and forth. There's no such thing as balance. It's like a teeter totter. It's we're going over here. Okay. Too far this way. Oh, back over here. Too far this way. And really what we're seeking is to try to come more in the middle. And that line is really thin.
Yes, it is. That's why it takes a high level of discernment and it's a practice of presence, because if you haven't practiced that, you're not going to be able to just drop into it and then you won't notice.
Absolutely. And another thing is awareness.
Yes.
Self-awareness is the best skill you could cultivate. When you can begin to internalize and reflect and become curious about the intricacies of your brain and your emotions. Why did I feel that way when that person said that? Why does my energy go here when I'm around this person? Why do I feel so depleted when I'm around that person?
Yeah, those are good questions. You know it all. Yeah, totally. Totally. The answers will come once you start asking, right? Asking it shall be given, I think is like one of the titles of Abraham Hicks books years ago. But so Sarah, I really actually wanted to talk a little bit about your book too. We're coming up on the hour and I wanted you, because you're writing a book, right? Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Yeah. That's amazing. I'm so excited for you. Writing a book is just an amazing process from personal experience. It's been incredible. I mean,
it's a journey for sure.
Yeah.
So yes, thank you. Thanks for bringing that up. And it was ironic because some of the topics we discussed are like in our literal chapters in my book.
Oh, that's great.
And the thing is, you know, the writer's journey is interesting. When you go on a pursuit of writing a story, somehow the universe thrusts you into the exact challenges that your book is aimed at solving.
Yes.
So here I am. My book is called Affirmations for a Peaceful Life.
I love that.
And here I begin the book and I got thrust into some of the most stressful and painful times of my life over these past couple of months. And Allison, I've made a commitment to this book. And so even in this turmoil-like state, even in this crazy, stressful season, I'm writing this book. And then I'm finding myself embodying the principles that are coming through me on these pages. Yes. And I'm like, this is real. This is tangible ways of how to have a peaceful life. And so the book really is inspired by what we all really want, which is peace and joy. And so it's simple. The chapters are very simple. There's an affirmation. There's explaining what the affirmation means, how we come away from that in our human existence, the affirmation again, and then how we can practice obtaining and maintaining that state.
Yeah, that's so needed. Oh my God, people need that so much. And that's kind of a similar approach I had with my book, was simplifying some really dense, heavy information, because I feel like we already have enough of that. Like, we just need to know how to bring it into our lives in a practical way, right? So, and also I want to say that I resonate with you going through that process with your book, and that's the same thing that happened to me too. I started to, the universe was like, oh, I was channeling the information through, and like, but you need to experience the integration process with this. So I went through quite a few initiations with that one, let me tell you. So it's totally normal.
You know, what's the best way to teach something is to experience it.
Absolutely. And like, it was funny because some of it I experienced and some of it was like, I just came out of me. Like, just, I just, you know, channeled through, and I was like, oh wow, did I write that? And then the universe is like, now you're experiencing it in a different way, you know. And I was like, oh, now I get it. Okay.
So
it's like, you know, yeah.
You can't explain that to everybody.
You cannot. No.
But it is one of the most amazing things. And you're just like, you just have to sit back and laugh, because no human can think up the creative way that God gets us to where he wants us to be.
Exactly. It's that feminine aspect where you have to surrender. So you don't have to, but it's easier if you do.
Yeah. And it's very humbling too, because I realize there's a first like 5 to 10 minutes when you sit down to write, where you're like, I'm not feeling this. I don't know where I'm going with this, blah, blah, blah. And then something clicks and it's like, there's that point of resistance again, where most people would sit down, they'd be like, oh, writer's block, and they'd walk away and maybe tomorrow. But if you just start writing on the pages, then something happens where like you go away and spirit comes through you. And then it's in that moment where I recognize I am not writing this book.
Exactly. That's the same thing that happened to me. It's a beautiful experience because it's so much easier, right? You don't have to think about anything. It just comes through.
So good.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
It's almost orgasmic, right? It's like pornography. To me, words can be pornographic.
Yeah.
It makes you feel so much.
Absolutely. Yes. It was hard to stop at times, but yeah.
And then you read it back and you're like, damn.
Damn. I'm good.
I am good.
Well, Sarah, that was, oh my God, what an amazing conversation. I'm so happy that you came on. I love connecting with you so much. You have an amazing energy, and I'm so grateful that you brought that energy to my show today and my audience. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for giving me the outlet for that.
You're welcome. And before we,
space.
Oh, thank you. Before we close up, I would love for you to leave my audience with your offerings, what you're offering currently, whether, you know, in the online space or in person space, and anything else you'd like to share.
Yeah. Well, first, everyone can find me on Instagram, Sarah_SparkFitness. I'm also on Facebook, Sarah Spark Malone. Right now, I'm actually planning for a retreat that will be held in Arizona late 2022, date to be determined. I have a lot of online things as well. I'm creating a course, but that's not out yet. So what I am offering right now is I do online and live meditations, individual or group. I do some guided breath work. I do hypnotherapy. I do remote Reiki. And of course, my online fitness program is individualized to each individual with a very large community in there as well.
Amazing. Amazing. You have so many tools and you integrate them really well into your practice. So thank you so much, Sarah, for everything you do. You're welcome.
All of that, I will send you the links for, but all of those links are, they're very easy to find in my bio and my social media.
Okay, great. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.